All right, now I'm going to teach you one other exercise, and this is more to set the energy of the room before you start your talk. I would suggest that you do this before you start your talk. However, if you ever get the intuitive guidance to do this before you actually start your talk, then always follow your guidance. And Mary, you'll probably have heard some version of this from the different coaches speaking coaches you've consulted with. So once you have your angelic cylinder around you, then you focus on the center of your chest, which is your heart center. And once again, you fill your entire body up with light. So you start by focusing on the heart center. And step number two would be that you just know that you are being filled with light coming down through the top of your head, completely filling you. And it is an open fountain. Because the next step, step number three, is you're going to send a, I don't want to say a blast, although I am hearing the word blast, so that means that my guidance wants you to know that this can act as a quick injection into a room if you ever needed to do so. And that is sending out beams, a blast, a flood, a flow, a trickle, whatever your intuition guides you to do. But you are going to send energy from the center of your chest, which is your heart dominant energy, and you completely fill up the room with your heart energy. That's step number three. Step number four is you visualize an angel that is in alignment with your mission in each of the corners of the room. And they are the pillars, they are the stanchions, they are the placeholders of divine light, so that the vibration in the room is as in alignment with you as possible. So those are the steps in that order. However, you can mix up those steps. You could set the angels in their corners that are in alignment with your mission as your step number one, and then step number two, you focus on filling yourself up with light, and step number three, you focus on the center of your chest and the heart chakra. Step number four is you send out the torrent of your heart energy, whatever feels like the most flowing, naturally occurring way to do this exercise. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Barb, does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like you now to practice just that, where you're in your respective room. Before you start, I just want you to do a before scan, check yourself. How do you feel? I know that we've got your angels, your archangel cylinders and your angel cylinder around you. However, now let's see what happens. Where you want to check how you feel in your body, you want to check how you feel emotionally. That includes your self-image, your self-confidence. And you also want to check how the room, the environment, sort of feels to you, the sense of it. So go ahead, get your before, let me know when you have that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Okay, now, to the best of your ability, remembering what I just said, you have the principles of it. The principles are angels aligned with your mission, You have the principle of your heart energy filling up the room. You have the principle of you, well, that's really it. Those are the two principles. And then the other steps are just under those umbrellas. So go ahead and send out the energy with your angels there, and let me know when you feel that that is so by saying ready.
Are there just four angels in the room?
There would be angels in each corner of the room that you're in. So if there's like a little architectural dip where there's a, you know, some sort of a, I don't even know what to call it, but another, so that it's not just four straight walls of a room, there's something that's sort of indented, you can place another angel in that little nook. I don't know what else to call it.
And are these angels from the among this our list of seven?
No.
Oh.
No, these would be angels that are in alignment with your mission that are apart from the cylinder of angels. Thank you. Those are good questions. The role of those angels in the corners of the room are to support you in delivering your mission during this presentation, during this experience where you clearly are there to bring your message.